turundusuudised.
The news comes from a portal called demandgenreport.com. And the headline tells that post-event follow-up is weak, and they stated that 57% of companies can follow up in 4 days after event. And if you talk the event that is here meant like the trade fairs or conferences or seminars in kind of business-to-business occasions when you really need to follow up, yeah? And the, only the 6%, the best ones, can follow the same day or a day after. And also another interesting fact was that less than one-third uses technology solutions to capture leads at the events. And probably this might be also one of the problems that when you do it on paper, just the logistics takes such a long time, so you cannot manage with the same day or day after. And the third fact that the news brings out is that 58% of business-to-business companies spend more than 25% from the communications to events. That it means that it's a very big chunk from the budget, but still they don't put enough effort to follow up as fast as possible. Probably 4 days is quick for them, or for most of them. And by that, really not generating the leads or the revenue what they should. So how would you comment the article and the ideas what they told about?
Should we look at that through the lenses of touch points?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, then it would be a part of a certain number of steps that you are making. And coming back to the efficiency, if it's efficient to respond within a day or two, and you do get a much higher conversion, then you apparently need to build a system or set up a system when your follow-up happens within 1 or 2 days after your meeting. And that would qualify for the strategy we just mentioned, right? You have your event, you spend a lot of budget to make sure that you get the most leads of that. And if you see that after that leads, there is a breakage in the chain, and you spent too many days doing something else, and then you come back, your response rate is low, that would be a good example of how to work on the system to make sure it works efficiently.
Like they say, like your chain is as strong as the weakest part of it. So if the weakest part is a slow reply, 4 days after event is way too slow, and if you realize that, okay, this is the weak part, there's something, of course there's something can be done. What we've done when participating in large trade shows, we've actually prepared templates of the possible follow-ups, and all you have to do is add several personal words and then insert it into a pre-made template, and then you could send it at the same night of the show.
But you've got to have a system. If you are serious about converting your leads into further clients, then you would need to have a system in place. Otherwise, it will work for one time, will not work for the other time, and that's what we're saying, talking about the strategy and the system. If you actually want to get your results, then there is a tool for you to help. So,
do you have any concrete solutions how to get response time shorter? One of the things was already mentioned here that collect leads electronically. Are there any other things what a company could do if they understand now that, okay, for me it also takes about 4 days, probably should take only one or the same day response? What would you suggest?
Well, one of the possible tools that you can use is actually collecting at the event, collecting your contacts, and then have them inserted into the database, and then have a send out that is introducing your company. if that is appropriate for the context that you gathered. On the other hand, you may need to have a personal follow-up, and every follow-up may be very personal because you've set up some specific arrangements already. And it's hard to answer at this point. We need, and you need to look at why it's taking you longer than 1 or 2 days, and what can be done to expedite this process.
Well, when we participated in my previous experience in Mobile World Congress, and it's a large event, it goes on 4 days, I think, and it's hundreds and hundreds of touch points with the clients, partners, etc. And we've had it split in two parts. All our leads that come in, we had it split into at least two major categories. One is personal, and I mean, with how many people can you talk in person on the during the day that will need your personal attention afterwards? Let's say you talk 10, 15 minutes per each, and let's say you work at the show. Well, you probably won't talk more than 5-6 hours, otherwise you probably will be dead. Your tongue and throat is gone completely, but we all know how it goes. That brings you to more or less 20 to 30 contacts. And it seems like if you plan your time beforehand to work on those contacts, if they need your personal attention, you can do it quite quickly. Or if you see that the personal contact is not needed, then you can give it away to a person sitting at the office. All you need is to, I don't know, scan his business card, or as Mikhail said, just put it into the database, and they already see the contact and they already call in the person. So categorize the clients on the spot and see what's needed to be done with them.
Another effective thing that you can use is actually set up a next step for each contact point that you have. So if you do get the leads, try to consciously move on during the process to a next logical step. So if you get the lead, then agree what you are sending or giving away next, and that would keep you going. So that way you would understand how to move on from one touch point to the other, managing it as opposed to just doing the right thing at the right time.
After all, it's all about the preparation, if you know that you're... And it's actually quite interesting. If you look at the consumer touch points map, you will see, right there, you will see, okay, we spend 50% of our budget on the event, and if we only work on the follow-ups within 4 days, I mean, that's obvious, that's where resources have to be allocated more. More resources have to go there in order to make it really work and not just run to the next step.
Absolutely. Thank you for the ideas and comments, and I think that for me, maybe even an important part, even when we talk to the different companies, is that I'm surprised how surprised they are when you say that 4 days after event follow-up is not okay, because they say that, okay, but this was within a week, so why isn't it okay? But I think that looking at the benchmarks, and when you see that your competitors are doing it faster and quicker, then it might even be that probably no contract has been signed during the first week. But still, you can do a lot, getting the attentions and already building the relationship when the week is gone and you are already there with the first follow-up, then it's difficult. So I think it's important to look at the benchmarks, what happens also in the industry and how the others move.
And one more thing is that you have to look at the benchmark, your internal benchmarks. Coming back to that Mobile World Congress, if it's 4 day congress and you talk to the person first or the second day and you know he stays there another day, maybe there's no use to send him a long email, because there's no use, it will just be gone before, well, it takes him some time to be there at the conference and then come back and then sort out all the things at the office, and then only then he might look at your email. So maybe it's a good idea, okay, you know that you talk to him on Thursday, he'll be back to office on Monday, maybe Monday evening is a good time to write him that, okay, we talked last week. But on the other hand, if you know that he stays at the conference, it could be a good idea to drop him an SMS or a short email saying, hey, I was thinking about our conversation and I've got some ideas. Would you like to have a coffee or tea somewhere around conference hall that I will share it with you? And that could also work. So it's about flexibility, what clients really would expect from you and how comfortable it is for him to follow up